This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's helping out the cattle market today?
I think one thing that really helped us was a continuation of buying from what we saw take place last week. Also, the fact that we was able to finally confirm that most of our cash that took place last Friday was steady with the week before. And we did see it mid-morning, 79 cents higher on choice box beef, down 10 on selects, had a movement of only 41 loads, saw this made an estimated cattle kill of 109,000 head. And other than that, a lot of nice-looking triple-digit gains today in the marketplace. April live cattle were $1.75 higher today. June cattle up $1.95. March feeder cattle were $2.20 higher. May feeders up $1.65. And April lean hogs were 20 cents higher on the close.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
The Noble Foundation is proud to present the 2015 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference on Saturday, March 21st at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event is prosperity, volatility, and sustainability. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference will feature cutting-edge information on beef sustainability, ag credit, risk management, and the cattle outlook. For more information, go to www.noble.org/agevents or call Maggie Scott at 580-224-6375. Tom, what's going on in the grain market today?
Well, unfortunately, Leslie, we saw a lot of downside today. What helped take this market higher last week was the trucker strike in Brazil and fund buying in the marketplace. That's just the opposite of what happened today. The trucker strike is getting to be less and less of a problem as it's getting closer and closer to being resolved. Plus, the funds have turned into sellers taking profit on the moves that they pushed to the upside as they pull it back down. When you get past that, there was really no other fresh news in the marketplace today as wheat and soybeans saw double-digit losses. On the close today, May KC wheat down 13¾ cents. July KC wheat down 13¼. May Chicago wheat 13 cents lower. May corn was down 5¼. July corn down a nickel. May soybeans 18 cents lower. July soybeans down 17. And May cotton 8 points lower.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
Leslie, they can call us at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.